Justin Flupak with you now, joined by Coach Kerry Smith, talking Hiawatha boys basketball. The Redhawks 9-9 on the season, 2 games remaining on the road at Perry Lecompton and at Sabethan. Winning the loss here in the last week. Pretty impressive win, Coach, last Friday. Got to see that one in person as you scored 26 points in the fourth quarter, outscored Holton 26-12 to get the one-point win, 53-52, and certainly an uphill battle through most of that contest and down by 15 points late in the third quarter. But I guess that just kind of speaks to the resiliency and, you know, the confidence of your kids, especially on the road, to come back and win that one in Holton was a pretty big W last Friday.
It was a nice win, and but to be honest, I never felt like we were out of it or you know, that's as good as we can play. I did felt like all along, you know, all we had to do is get things going a little bit, because it just seemed like we weren't, you know, getting things done like we normally do. So I was pleased the way that, you know, come together in the fourth, and we had some kids sure step up and did a nice job.
I was just going to mention, I mean, the balance. I mean, you played that game still without your leading scorer, Carson Gilbert, but you had 3 guys in double digits, and Brant Barnhill had 9 besides Joel Bryan and Ashton Rocky, and then Cameron Boswell, of course, was great with 8 of his game-high 13 in that fourth quarter. But that's a pretty good balance that you have to be pleased with when you get those kind of contributions from that many different guys.
Well, there's definitely those, you know, kids there you just mentioned that are capable. I mean, they can do some things, and you know, the biggest enjoyment out of that was the fact that they, you know, stuck in there and kept playing hard, and you could tell they had confidence that they, you know, thought they could get it turned around, and they did, and you know, they should have been proud of that.
No doubt, making a 9 of 10 free throws there in the fourth quarter to need every one of them, as it turned out. A loss last night to Royal Valley, obviously one of the top teams in the state. A tough contest all the way around. What do you take from a game like that at this point in the season to try to, I guess, learn or improve going forward, heading here towards the postseason now?
Probably the biggest thing is, you know, that's a team that we could end up playing again.
Right.
You know, that's a sub-state game, and I guess, you know, just another game that gives us a chance to, you know, see what they do and see what, you know, the things that we might have to do, you know, if we face them again. And obviously, the good thing about it is, you know, they are an awful, awful good team, but, you know, they can be beat, you know, and obviously that happens. So, you know, we feel pretty confident that we can do some things, but, you know, this time of year, the effort's got to be good and everything's got to be good. And if it's not, then you're probably not going to keep playing. So, you know, we're to the point we understand that, you know, teams are going to be good, but we feel like we can get some things done too. So I hope we get an opportunity to get them again.
Well, you'd won 3 games in a row until that contest, and now at Perry Lecompton and at Sabetha, as we mentioned, and made a lot to play for. Sub-state seedings, you know, league standings. I mean, 2 games on the road that'll be tough opponents, but your team, I feel like maybe they've got some confidence and excited about the opportunities that lie ahead for this club.
I hope that's the case. You know, in both those teams that we, you know, got coming up, we were actually ahead of both of them, you know, the first go around, mm-hmm. going into the fourth quarter. And I think we were ahead in double figures on both of them and ended up getting beat. So, and I feel confident that we're, you know, we've advanced since then. So, you know, we feel good about, you know, the way we're playing and what we're doing. And we know, you know, if we play well, we're going to have a chance. And if we don't, probably going to get beat.
Well, best of luck in these final 2 regular season games, Coach. We'll talk about Substate next week.
All right. Well, thanks, Justin.
Gary Smith, head coach of the Redhawks. The Hiawatha Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Carl's Body Shop and Ryan Meiniger and team at State Farm in Hiawatha.